Hebrews chapter 2 says, has a familiar statement in it that many of us have heard, but sometimes we don't always put these statements we hear in the Bible in the overall context of what is being said. When the writer of Hebrews says, "How will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?" That's verse 3 of chapter 2. But see, it's hard to fully understand what is being said by the writer of Hebrews there in chapter 2 and verse 3 unless we go all the way back to chapter 1 and verse 1. In chapter 1 and verse 1, he says, "God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and in the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. And he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power." So the writer of Hebrews begins with the word God and says that at one time, God spoke through the prophets. He spoke through the prophets in different ways and at different times. But in these last days, that's changed, hasn't it? In these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son. And so then he goes into a discourse of the superiority of Jesus Christ over all other things. At Jesus Christ, if you want to know the theme of the book of Hebrews, it is Jesus is superior to everything else. And he goes into talking about the angels here in chapter 1 as he talks about that we understand and we know that the law of Moses was delivered by angels. And yet he says there at the end of chapter 1, he says in verse 13, "But to which of the angels has he ever said, 'Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet'?" And so the law of Moses delivered by angels, he says, but I want to ask you a question, the writer of Hebrews, because these Christians that he's writing to, they're thinking about returning to Judaism. They're ready to give up Christianity, give up Christ, and return to the law of Moses. He said, I want to ask you something. Jesus has spoken in these last days. You were spoken to by angels, but which angel did God ever say, "Let me make your enemies a footstool"? Sit here. None of them. Was the answer. And thanks to chapters that were added many hundreds of years after the Bible was written, we kind of lose track of that thought at the end of chapter 1 that leads straight into the verse that we were talking about just a moment ago. He goes on to say, "For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard so that we do not drift away from it. For if the word spoken through angels proved unalterable, and every transgression and disobedience received a just penalty." I hear people today, even in the Lord's church, they talk about the New Testament as if somehow God now allows sin. That somehow, you know, you don't have to keep it like you had to keep the old law. You don't really have to do what God says all the time. You don't really have to be given to doing it with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That somehow the grace of the New Testament, which is the same grace of the Old Testament, that somehow it lets us off the hook. That's not what he's saying right there. That's leading into our verse. You notice I cut it off in the middle of a sentence, right? That's because he says, if what angels said was required, and every transgression, big, small, whatever you want to, however you want to classify it, if it received a due penalty, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? What salvation? The salvation spoken by Jesus Christ in these last days. If God held men to the words of angels, how much more is he going to hold them to the word of his Son? Folks, we don't have it easier. The book of Hebrews never says Christianity is easier than the old law. When Paul talks about the old law in Romans or Galatians, he never says we have it easier. We have it better. There's a difference. But we are still required to live by every word in it. For if the words of angels were required, how shall we escape? He says, after it was at first spoken through the Lord in His earthly ministry, He goes on to say after that question, after it was at the first spoken through the Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who heard, God also testifying with them both by signs and wonders and by various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit according to His own will. That's the revelation of the New Testament right there. That Jesus Christ spoke it in His ministry. Men heard it. That's what John says at the beginning of the book of John. He says, I saw Him, I heard Him, I touched Him, I beheld Him, right? I'm a witness to these things. No one told me. I saw it. I heard it. I beheld my Lord. Those men told other men. Men like James. Men like Timothy. Men like Paul. Paul had it revealed to him by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gave these gifts in verse 4. But we have that today here. Folks, this evening, if you're not a child of God, how will you escape if you neglect the salvation that Jesus Christ offers? There is no one else. There is nowhere else. There is no other way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except by me. You have no other options. That's what He's telling the Hebrews. That's what He tells them throughout the whole book. You can go back to the old law, but it isn't going to do you any good, because Jesus is the only way. Jesus has spoken in these last days to you, if you're not a child of God, calling you to Him. He said, come unto me in Matthew chapter 11. And you can do that this evening by believing in Him, repenting of your sins, confessing Him as the Son of God, and being buried in baptism, rising from that watery grave just as He rose from the dead, glorified, having your sins forgiven, to walk a life with Him. This evening, if you're a child of God and maybe you've thought, well, it really isn't all that important. Grace covers all those things I'm doing, and it really isn't all that important that I give my life to it. If angels' words were required, how shall you escape if you neglect the words of Jesus Christ? You won't. Repent of that. Confess that. Know that He's faithful and just to forgive you. If we can help you in that, we hope and pray that you will let us. Won't you come as we stand, as we sing?